Well, thank you. Thank you, Sean. My talk is going to be about approaches to interoperability standardization. You just heard from Dan about a lot of activity in standards. I'm going to focus on one particular standard, or actually two standards that are closely related that I've been working on. My work, and this will be in international work, and that work is actually supported by Dan's staff, who supports the U.S. Technical Advisory Group for this international activity that I'm involved in. Basically, what the situation that we have is one where we have a lot of technological advances in wireless networking and wired networking, many new technologies and standards, but they are targeted to specific applications and services. And they weren't really designed to be interoperable with other standards originally, in most cases. We have this falls in the category of standards and new information infrastructure. We've heard about technologies. We've heard about a lot of acronyms. We've heard a lot about a lot of standards in the earlier talks and in earlier parts of this conference. And what I'm going to do is first give you a few examples and then talk about how we, in one particular case, how we've approached the problem of network interoperability. I'm going to talk about what is being done in the standards arena to solve this interoperability problem. Some examples, quickly. There's a lot of acronyms around, and here are some of the ones that you probably hear about in the newspaper or hear all the time. Some, they're related in various ways. Local area network technologies such as Bluetooth, Zigbee, Wi-Fi, ultra-wideband. Wide area network technologies such as WiMAX, LMDS, MMDS, GSM, Global System Mobile, CDMA, CDMA 2000, third generation wireless technologies. Some more examples, satellite services on a broader scale. We've talked a lot about those earlier in this conference. Software-defined radio has been talked about. We've talked about specialized fixed and mobile services, and even one of the talks, I think, talked about the next generation network work that was being done in the ITU on the international level, where they're considering what the future is going to look like in terms of telecommunications networks. There's a focus in those areas on such things as ubiquitous applications, e-everything, from e-commerce, e-business, e-health, et cetera. But the problems are largely these are islands. These standards are developed for particular purposes, and they suffer from compatibility. In other words, they're not compatibility is the problem of not interfering with each other. Connectivity is being able to talk to each other, and interoperability is understanding each other, which is a little bit different than talking to each other. And also, the term interworking is used. But I'm going to focus on the problem of interoperability, and I think that generally falls. There are two aspects to that. One is interoperability between wired and wireless networks, and interoperability between new and legacy networks. The issues. Before I get into the technical aspect of it, the issues are the stovepipe problem that we've heard about several times, in fact, just in the last couple of talks. The idea that new systems need some sort of a bridge from legacy systems, no matter how good these new networking technologies are, they still have to be able to incorporate and be able to be interoperable with legacy systems. And then another issue is future-proofing. How do you design systems that can be grow into the future and are sustainable? And, of course, the issue of compatibility with civil and national systems. Well, one of the approaches that is, just as a background, There's a model that we use in communications engineering, and it's called the OSI seven-layer model, and this is what it looks like, where we take the process of communications in designing equipment and break it down into a layer cake, basically. There's seven layers in the layer cake. The bottom layer is the layer that deals with the physical media, and the top layer is the actual high-level application, that language that's being used. And there are some terms in the middle. When you're going back and forth at the bottom layer, you're talking about a bridge. When you're going up, say, level three, you're talking about a router. And at the very top, you're talking about a gateway. I'm going to focus on the term gateway, because the standards that I'm involved in or developing relate to gateways. The internet itself was kind of served this purpose in a lot of ways when it was originally developed. It was a network of networks, and it connected at the layer three. And a lot of the applications that work on the internet were developed around that, so they are interoperable to a large extent. But there's a lot of new networking technologies that don't necessarily work that way. What we're trying to do is take it to the next level, to take the internet logic to the next stage, developing a gateway application that will work on the internet or all other networks. The solution has been one of the solutions. This particular solution is being undertaken in a committee called Subcommittee 25, which is an international committee of the ISO and the IEC. These are two old organizations that are headquartered in Geneva. The U.S. participates very actively in these, and the Joint Committee for Information Technology is working on one of the subcommittees is working on the gateway standard and a guidelines for interoperability. These are called ISO IEC 15045 and ISO IEC 18012. The purpose of this is to develop some standards that then can be incorporated into equipment, incorporated to its chips, integrated circuits that new equipment manufacturers can buy and build into equipment that then will make that equipment interoperable with virtually any network. Now, what do we mean by a gateway? Well, here's an overview of what a gateway does. A gateway is defined officially as an interface between dissimilar networks. And the little gateway boxes here serve as sort of portals to each of these dissimilar networks and translate between them. How does this framework work? The guidelines for interoperability are based on what we call the Common Interoperability Framework, which is defined by this new standard 18012. The way it works is that you have these different, I've just given an example of four different systems that are, let's say, dissimilar networks. And they want to talk to each other. Their messages are passed through the gate into the gateway, which in this diagram depicts how the gateway processes that information. There's a generic interworking function for any particular network that translates it into a common abstract intermediate language, and then it's then available to similar functions that will talk to any specific network. This physically, how would this be implemented? Well, the idea here is a modular structure that would allow either plug-in modules or even on the integrated circuit level, little circuits that would be added that would carry out the translation processes and plug into a common backplane or bus that would transmit the information through a gateway device. So you'd have think of it as a little box that talks different languages on each side and can have multiple, many languages available. This is an abstract model of it. On the left side, it shows various wide area networks. On the right side, for example, it has various local area networks, perhaps. We even heard earlier yesterday, I think, an example of some people that had put these things together for emergency purposes that would basically be, I think one case was a satellite platform that would receive the satellite data and basically serve as a gateway to Wi-Fi networks and other or wired networks that were available in some kind of a portable system. That was quite interesting. Well, the idea here is to build this capability into the equipment itself, so you don't have to kludge something together. One of the sources of this, the inspirations behind this technology, is really coming from the consumer electronics industry, and it was the committee that's doing this work is grappling with the problem of interconnecting all the disparate networks you have in your home. For instance, here's an example of a case where you would have, say, cable interface, DSL interface, some sort of a satellite receiver, and you want to be able to move that data into either a television systems, entertainment equipment, voice over IP, your computers, and then this infrastructure would also support additional modules that would carry out specific needs, such as anything from automatic meter reading to, security and firewall functions that will be interchangeable or replaceable or renewable, health monitoring, energy management. You can think of a lot of different things. Another example how this technology would be applied is an arbitrary choice, a case. The Joint Tactical Radio System has some of these same needs, and this technology would fit into that application. I won't go into the details about it's a software-defined radio architecture that's been developed for the military. It has a lot of common potential applications in public safety and civil applications, but the problem is that it's basically a radio technology, and it needs to be able to connect to other networks as well. And a lot of those networks are legacy networks, and they're not going to get modified. A system has to be put in place that will deal with those and not require any changes in those existing networks. The JTRS architecture is briefly shown here. The WNW block in the middle, and the top middle, is the external connecting to external networks outside of the radio. In other words, they could be anything. Physically, you would implement this system using. This is just taking the earlier diagram and showing how you would plug these pieces together using this interoperability framework and the gateway architecture defined by those two standards to build that capabilities into the JTRS. Okay, that's, I guess, my presentation. I guess we'll cover questions later.